overcoming attacks of the enemy. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Isaiah 59:19b. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19b. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. 1 Peter 5:8-9a. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. 1 Peter 5:8-9a. Ephesians 6:10-12. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:10-12. 1 John 3:8b. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8b. 1 John 2:14b. The word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:14b. Ephesians 6:16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6:16. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory for ever and ever. 2 Timothy 4:18.